Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new radio show called AFL Blitz. Today I have with me Max, Cooper, Zach and Angus. How is everyone?
Very good.
Yes, a lot of trades happening in the AFL world. Lots of trades. We'll start with the major ones. Firstly, Sam Mitchell did leave Hawthorn to go to West Coast. Cooper is a Hawthorn fan. We'll go through. Max, who do you back for?
I go for Collingwood.
Cooper?
Hawthorn.
Zach?
Collingwood.
Angus?
Collingwood.
Yes, so Cooper, what do you think of losing Sam Mitchell and him going to West Coast?
I really hated how that happened.
Yes, and I'm sure other teams will be benefiting off it, and they definitely want Hawthorn weakened, and I think that could be a good start. So, speaking of Hawthorn getting weakened, Jordan Lewis leaves Hawthorn, another one of their guns, leaves Hawthorn to go to Melbourne. Cooper, again, do you like that?
I was really unhappy.
Yeah, Hawthorn just gone way too far. Max, Zach, Angus, are you guys happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Definitely, because Hawthorn lost all of their stars.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm pretty happy because they don't have...
I'm not interested.
Okay. They don't have such a big chance of winning the premiership this year.
Yes, they don't have the best chance. And then Bradley Hill leaves Hawthorn to go to Fremantle.
Yes, that's just even worse for them, isn't it, Cooper?
I don't really care because it wasn't that good.
He went to Frio because he wanted to stay near family because his brother's there, Stephen Hill.
Yes, because of Stephen Hill, yeah, I agree. Staying with Hawthorn, Tom Mitchell leaves Sydney to go to Hawthorn, so Hawthorn's starting to actually boost.
Yes, that's one of the upsides of that for Hawthorn.
Yes, Cooper?
I was really happy how that happened.
Zach and Angus, happy?
Sort of, but Tom Mitchell was a good play for Sydney, but Sydney, I wouldn't have done that. I would have kept Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, so would I.
I think it was silly because he's such a good player in the midfield and he's a strong player.
Yeah, I agree, Angus.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. And a last-minute deal for the Hawks. Last thing on the Hawks, I reckon. The Hawks getting Jager O'Meara in the last minute, like the last few minutes.
Yes, that was just very lucky.
Very lucky, yeah. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. The Hawthorn fans would think the Gold Coast chairman... is sort of okay, but the others would think no because they just got rid of one of their future stars.
Yeah.
I think Hawthorn, like the chairman of Hawthorn wasn't letting the deal go, so I think they would have been sort of annoyed.
Yeah. I was that happy I nearly cried.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go to another major team in the trade period, Collingwood.
Yes, we're losing Travis Cloak, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And what team's he going to, Sam?
The Bulldogs.
Yeah. That just is a complete upside for them and downside for Collingwood.
So we'll go to the losses for Collingwood. Marley Williams, I believe, went...
Yes. Yeah, really good player in the defence.
Yes.
He's got good speed.
Angus?
Yep, he's good and...
Yeah, and as Maxie stated out, Travis Cloak from Collingwood to Bulldogs. I don't think that's much of a loss.
Nah.
No, Travis, not really. He's a pretty bad aim, I have to say. Don't tell him that.
It's an upside for Collingwood and a downside for Bulldogs.
But yeah. Travis Cloak against Giants this year, he did so well. He took a lot of marks.
Yeah, he's a great marker.
Yeah, and I've got to argue, but the Collingwood... are sort of losing their defenders because, as well, Nathan Brown leaves Collingwood for St Kilda.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Collingwood defence. Why? Why would we get rid of Nathan Brown? He was the good player who gets on all of the good forwards like Buddy Lance Franklin.
Yes.
Exactly.
Angus, you agree?
I thought it was... wasn't that bad a loss. I think we were good in the trade period, Collingwood.
And let's go to
St Kilda. Oh, that's pretty.
And let's go to the ins for Collingwood. They did get a lot. first round, Lyndon Dunn from the Demons to Collingwood.
I'm pretty happy about that.
I hated that deal.
He's
going to be a really good star for Collingwood.
Dunn could really be a nice player, yeah.
Yeah, he sure is.
Is he the one with, like, the beard or something? Or is that
I don't think he has a beard. Well,
no,
he might
I don't
have.
Think
well,
so.
Well, let's get on to some other ones.
Another in was Will Hoskin-Elliott from Giants to Magpies.
Yeah. Yep.
It's cool. Max Angus.
I'm pretty happy about that.
I think that's a good trade.
He came from the Giants.
Cooper?
I hate that.
Yeah. let's go to some of the lone teams. I think Hawthorn and... I think Hawthorn and Collingwood were two of the major teams, but Collingwood did also get Daniel Wells and Chris Mayne.
Yeah. I like Daniel Wells and Chris Mayne. I think we can make the finals with those players.
We will.
Yeah, we will. Come on, Maggies.
So let's go to like the teams that weren't that big, but they did get a few really good players.
Geelong.
So probably one of the main players, Brett Delidio from Richmond to the Giants.
Lucky Giants.
Lucky Giants.
Geelong's really good.
Yeah, Geelong did have a chance,
Geelong had a good chance, but Brett Delidio just at Giants now. I reckon he's going to get a better game.
And then me as a Geelong fan, we lose Caddy. He goes to the Tigers. That wasn't a...
I'd say it's pretty fair. Oh, actually, yeah, it's very unfortunate, I have to say, for them.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But unfortunate for Richmond. Then they lost Brett Delidio, so...
Yeah. So it sort of makes
up. It would have been a good trade if Brett Delidio
went to the Cats.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it would be pretty much like having the same thing but with different players.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sticking with the Cats, Shane Kirsten leaves the Cats for the Dockers.
Yeah.
I don't really reckon Shane Kirsten was that. Because Shane Kirsten, he was okay in the forward line, but he sort of dropped off when he got dropped it and came back.
He was kind of like Bradley Hill.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Sort of.
He's big. And he's good at taking marks and kicking goals.
Yeah,
he was good at that.
Yeah.
Unlike Travis Cloak.
He's strong.
Yeah, like Travis Cloak. Unlike Travis Cloak. But up for Geelong was Zach Tui. Goes from Carlton to Geelong. That was a nice deal as well.
Yeah, lucky Geelong.
Zach Tui is a good defender.
The Irishman.
Yeah. Zach, are you just saying that because he's got the same name as you?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
a really minor one that others might know, James Stewart from the Giants to the Bombers. He might actually be a really good player, though.
Yeah. The Bombers still, I reckon the Bombers still don't have that much of a chance of getting up there.
Bombers might do a bit better this year, though.
They will.
But this year they didn't have their players.
Yeah.
From the drug deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
With James Heard.
Yeah.
I think they might be trying to definitely build a future for the Bombers.
Yeah, so do I. And trying to build up.
I think that's it of the trades. Do you want to go to a few like retirements and delistings quickly? Retirements, Geelong, I think we're smashing the table because of it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Bartel and Corey Enright, two greats of the game, retire.
That's unfair.
He was really good. It sucks that he had to retire.
Jimmy Bartel was really good. They were getting old.
Jimmy Bartel, if he kept going, he would have been good a player. He would have probably been moved to defence.
Oh, yeah. As Angus said, I reckon that he is getting on. If he did play on, he would be no use.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Any other retirements? Or I think we should finish up.
That's just about it. Yeah.
Dane Swan. That was a big.
There is Dane Swan. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't know Dane Swan,
sad that he retired because of his leg.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty unfortunate, wasn't it?
Cooper, what do you think about Dane Swan?
Yep. He was really good, and it sucked that he had to stop.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
The next episode, I think, will just be about, like, what teams we think we fancy and what teams we think will win, and then we'll get into the draft.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm afraid that brings us to the end of our show. It was a great opener, guys, and
bye.
We'll be doing this for a year and for the whole 2017 and the rest of this year.
Come on, the Pies.
So, yeah, go Cats.